Beautiful day. You too. To kick off the show, Steve.
Absolutely.
The Ricky Gervais Show with Steve Merchant.
Hello there.
And Claire Sturgis.
Oh, hello, boys.
Carl's ill. Well, he's not here. I mean, I never believe people when they're ill. I think they're always malingering. I never take any days off work. I just think you can drag yourself in unless it's life-threatening or-
to be fair, Rick, can I just stop you there? It's not so much that you take days off as you'll just suddenly decide around lunchtime that you've overeaten and you need to go and lie down.
But I'm my own boss.
With a cold compress.
I'm my own
Swedish masseuse.
I'm my own boss.
Yeah. So it's not so much you take days off. It's not so much you take days off as you never actually do a full day's work.
Yeah.
You actually prevent that.
I never take that hour and a half off a day.
Exactly.
XFM 104.9.
So what's the story, Claire? Do you know anything about Carl? Do you know what his illness is?
I think he's got this this sort of cold virus that's going around. He phoned me yesterday. He did sound poorly in his defence.
Poorly.
A little bit croaky.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He coughed a bit.
I'm not being funny. He better be in hospital.
To miss this show.
Flagship show of the week on XFM.
Do you know, you are right, because, and you've been away, haven't you?
Been away 2 weeks. We had the best off again. My best part of the best of.
Yeah.
Best part of the best of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna try and get him on the phone. We're gonna phone him and I want him to really explain himself because, you know, I think he's malingering, to be honest.
Well, so he phoned me in the week and he said, Steve, don't forget there's a documentary on Friday night about Oliver the Humanzee, the human monkey. He said to me, it's gonna be brilliant.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't brilliant.
It was-
I've especially stayed in and watched it.
I taped it and watched it afterwards and I've never seen so much hype and desperation. They kept showing the same clip of this, definitely this chimpanzee that walked upright, like a lot of chimps can.
Exactly,
right? It lost its hair, so it was half human, because all humans are bald.
Yeah.
So that's the half human bit. It didn't have hair. I'm sorry, humans do have hair on their head.
Yes.
The other thing was, this desperation to go, could it be half chimp? No. It's a chimp that superficially looks less like a chimp than other chimps. So Lee Evans looks a bit like a chimp. Is he half chimp, half human?
Yeah.
No, he's a human who looks a bit like a chimp. That's libelous.
Yeah.
That's a bit insulting,
Evans,
isn't it?
Have you there.
Should we just play some music?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yes. Tick tock. That's Coldplay and Clocks on XFM 104.9.
Can I tell you a Coldplay coming in a couple of weeks' time to a co-host Zoe Ball show?
Right. One, don't ever interrupt me. Two, don't tell them about other people's shows.
No.
Okay, moving on. Thank
Please do not mention that there are any other television celebrities on this channel, on this station. We are trying to convince people it's only Ricky.
But the interruption was the main thing.
Sorry.
Well, we can't get hold of Carl, right? We looked, he's got his old number out there.
His home number?
Yeah, it's a hold on, right. So, we went to the New Records. He hasn't even given him this new home number, so something's funny going on. He doesn't want to be contacted. He hasn't given me his home number. I've tracked down a friend who's looking it for us. That phone might ring any moment. I apologise for that. But why is Carl not available?
It's interesting that neither you or I, and I like to think of ourselves as being fairly close friends of Carl.
Yeah.
We have made him the man he is today. We cannot get in touch with him.
In the same way that bloke bought Oliver.
Sure.
I think that Carl is now ours.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think very much that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl is very much a humanzee.
If we're gonna lose contact with him and find him 5 years in a circus in Manchester.
Exactly, they're doing experiments on him.
Yeah, yeah, and they're going,
we can't figure him out.
Yeah. Well, there's something wrong with his chromosome.
He looks like a human,
He acts like, because usually humans stand upright.
Yeah.
And Carl likes to walk on all fours whenever he can.
Yeah. He's not interested in other human women, he's only interested in apes.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh my God. And he's bald.
He is bald.
Oh, look. There's as much evidence for Carl being a humanzee as Oliver.
Yeah.
I think there's more. I think there's more. And, oh.
Well, Carl barely walks upright.
I know.
Scared of fire.
Yeah. I know. It is interesting, isn't it? Oliver was built, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why were you looking, Rick? I'm interested to... I'm interested that I couldn't, what, your eyes were kind of uncontrollably drawn towards
his- Steve, they were just
there. No, I didn't say anything. I was just looking at his face.
No,
sorry, Rick, but if there's something you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, and that was the human part of it then, was it? Being built like that? Because that's humans, but-
Yeah.
Although Carl's is very tiny and hidden behind. And he's got, I've noticed something else as well. He's got a big red arse.
That's true.
Hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all beginning to slot into place.
That's- And I've seen him climb up a cabinet and eat a banana as well.
Yeah.
Just to-
Yeah.
Over lunchtime.
And peel it with his toes.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna track him down, cos he's malingering, he's definitely malingering.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's at home now, in the garden, swinging on his tyre. He's not ill.
I think more truthfully, someone said to me, that I said, Carl might be ill, they said, right, are you not gonna do the radio show then?
Well, that's what annoys me.
I mean, that's the biggest problem, is that, let's be honest, we haven't got anything without
Carl. All we've got is the hook, people are staying listening cos eventually they think we might get through to him at home.
Yeah.
And there'll be fun on this show to be had.
If we don't get in touch with Carl, I think we may as well just shoot off and leave Claire to do the show.
I've got some great music. Is that not a-
Well, it's a small, small,
you could leave the music with me. I could just play it.
It's not really
reason. That is true,
isn't it?
To be here. Okay, well, play some great music now,
play
Steve.
Play a great tune.
Okay, sure. Wedding present, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, I'll explain what it is after. Just play it. Yeah. It's a joy.
There's a monkey, theme.
There is a monkey.
There is a monkey connection. Call in if you know the answer.
Pleasant doing their cover version of Pleasant Valley Sunday. That's from this new compilation of those. Remember they brought out a load of 7 inches
in 1992. Of course I do. Of course I
do. One
of it was my favourite day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and, and on the B-side, do you remember on the B-side of each one there was a cover of a different song?
Steve, I even played the B-side of each one and listened to the song. The connection there that we're talking about was, of course, it was by the Monkees.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
They turned up in yesterday's episode, didn't they?
A lot of people, I'm sure, won't have seen this documentary. It was on Channel 5 after all.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I always feel like we should remind people that what we're actually talking about. If we just happen to mention Oliver, a lot of people don't know what that means.
Yeah.
If we explain that it is the primate version of Carl.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's a sort of shorthand, isn't it?
Yeah, the half, yeah.
Yeah. But it was, they were on a
The Humanzee.
He was on a Japanese, TV show with, they were doing experiments on him to find out if he was half human, and the monkeys happened to be there.
Yeah.
Nikki Dolan saying, you know, I'm quite interested to find out because, you know, I'm a monkey. One of the
brilliant.
Monkeys.
Excellent.
It was absolutely bizarre. Of course, we've been off jetting around the world, Claire. I don't know. I don't want to boast. I'm sure you don't want to boast either.
Carl told me you'd been off, you know, off to the States.
Yeah, that was the reason we weren't here the last couple of weeks, that we went to Los
business
Angeles.
Business or pleasure?
It was a little bit of business, a little bit of pleasure. Mm. You know, I like to combine the two.
And, nice.
It was, we were, meeting, a company about doing The Office for America.
Actually redoing it.
Yeah,
yeah,
not with Ricky or any of the cast, but with American actors.
American actors too, yeah.
But the thing was, they were flying us over, it was like the whole business class trip, you know, spending a little bit of money, and,
Virgin Upper Class, actually.
Virgin Upper Class.
I'd like to recommend
excellent.
It's brilliant.
Very good service.
Definitely get free flights now.
Yeah, definitely.
Easy.
Brilliant, yeah.
Richard Branson, lovely bloke, and I love Tubular Bells.
I don't think he owns it anymore.
Does he not?
But he's still a lovely bloke. He's still a good, what does he own? He must own something we can get.
Oh, does he evolve with Virgin Records anymore?
Wouldn't have thought so.
No,
I don't know.
No, V2.
Well, what does he do?
V2 and Virgin V.
What's that?
Right.
Virgin V's some
is that phones?
Beauty products. Or
brilliant.
Something.
What about what?
Virgin underwear.
Brilliant. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, give us some of that. Give us some of that, Branson. Give us some of that.
But I was going to New York before going on to Los Angeles, where all the meetings were, just for a little, just meet some friends over in New York. And, it's amazing, cos, Virgin Business Class, they pick you up in a sort of chauffeur-driven car, they drive you down, there's no you don't have to check in
upper
with
class,
all the wishful-
Virgin Upper Class, it's like,
yeah. It's, you don't need to sort of queue up with the great unwashed, with screaming kids, with ordinary people.
You know, basically, you get,
they just send your information ahead to the airport, and you just drive through, a kind of drive-through McDonald's-style check-in, they take your bag, they check your passport, boom, they drop you at the executive lounge where there are, I swear to God, lovely free plums. I had two lovely juicy free plums in the executive. I haven't eaten plums for years.
He forgets the bloke's name, but they had, he had lovely juicy free plums, alright?
That's
the sort
that
of-
That is why-
That's the sort of wit that I'm capable of.
That
I
is
heard
why
the word
he
plum.
Is flying first class to America.
He meant a sucking fruit. I changed it, I transposed the whole thing, so suddenly he was sucking on a man's testicles who he'd never met before.
Exactly.
For money.
Exactly.
That's the sort of things I'm capable of.
Which is only half true. So he's used his comedy mind.
No money involved. Right.
That is why he was being jetted off to America to talk comedy. That is the kind of quality.
But it was great. It was a really lovely flight. It was a lovely car, luxury car. And the flight, it was like the advert. They've got those beds that sort of just
the seats kind of recline, so it's almost
and
you
got anything you want as much. And I sort of like I was falling asleep, and I sort of woke up, and one of the heiresses was like covering me with a blanket. It was like the advert.
Yeah,
it was just brilliant. All the lights came down.
Comes around and says, "Do you want a massage during the flight?" You can have a massage.
You can have as much drinks, although you can't drink. You have a drink and then you fall asleep because it's so comfortable and they take the lights.
So
anyway, it's brilliant.
I can't believe my luck. So I'm driving down. I get to the airport in my chauffeur driven car. Right, I'm sat there. I'm phoning people, my mum and dad. You never believe what I'm off to. Just I'm just in the car, just chauffeur driven car. And I get to the airport and you just hand your passport through the window of this car to this little woman who comes over. And I'm just there. I'm just sort of buzzing the window down, handing it to her, buzzing it back up. Like, I don't want to talk. Check the passport, take my luggage. I don't want to discuss things. You know who I am. And she hands the passport back through the window. She says, it's expired.
Oh!
I went, you are? What do you mean? She went, it's expired. I said, it's business class. What can you do? Can you do anything? And she went, no, we can send you to America, but 8 hours later, you'll have to just turn around and come back. They won't let you through immigration. I was like, what can I do? I got to go to Los Angeles and talk about, like, the office and that. And she said, well, it's up to you. So, the chauffeur-driven car drove me straight to the passport office down, in sort of, Victoria, which I have to say-
You're going back into town?
So I had to come back into town. I didn't get on a plane. I'm wearing my suit, because I thought I'd wear the suit so I look like a real player. So I'm wearing my suit.
I love the fact that you wore a suit. I wore a tracksuit, because I don't need to get upgraded. I'm first class.
Exactly.
I wanted to go on in my pants and slippers.
Yeah.
But, you know, with-
In fact, wasn't that why she covered you with a blanket? But, so they take me back down to, the passport. I don't know if you've had to go down and get your passport changed, but they treat you like you are an illegal immigrant, sneaking into the country. Yeah. I'm wearing a suit, I've got luggage, you know, I'm clearly a dignified kind of guy, that's obvious. I'm speaking with a certain eloquence, I've got certain pennies. I'd just be working on it in the car.
Oh, right, okay.
And, and they said, you've got to come back that night. So I had to come back. I had to get my passport photos done. I had to buy a sandwich. I had enough change for the machine because it was an absolute nightmare. I began the day in a chauffeur driven car on my way to Los Angeles to discuss business with, Universal Television Pictures, and I ended the day on the tube in a suit with my luggage, stood next to one of the posters advertising this radio show, which was just embarrassing because people kept pointing and staring and laughing.
He called me, like they said, Rick, I've really much, I go, go on, he went, my passport expired, I went, oh, so what are you going to do? He said, I didn't know passports expired.
Yeah.
I went, what do you mean? I went, he went, well, your driving license doesn't. I went, what are you talking about? He said, how old do you have to be to know that? He said, when will I know all these things?
Yeah.
When will I know all
Steve,
these things?
I want to just come and hug you.
But do you know what I mean? Did you know that? Did you genuinely know that your passport expired?
I did, because my passport expired
because she's alive.
Years ago.
Because she's alive in the world.
There is so much stuff that I don't know because I don't think I've reached a certain age yet. I remember you walking down the street once and you said there were some roadworks and you said they're probably doing those roadworks because it's the end of the financial year and they've got to spend their money. I thought, well, how do you know that information?
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't talk to cabs. I mean, chauffeur-driven cars. I put the little window up
so
they don't talk to me.
How old are you?
28.
Are you old enough yet to help a long-distance lorry driver back into a car park?
Definitely not.
Oh, you're an idiot. Play a record.
And I'm not old enough yet to be able to say, can I have a pint of lager, please, chief? In a pub. I wonder, I want to get to that age.
No, you're a long way off. Another classic there from Oasis, Supersonic on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis standing
in for
Carl. But where is Carl? Where is Carl?
So we've failed to get in touch with him at home.
Well, he doesn't want to be contacted. He's turned every phone off. He hasn't given XFM his new home phone number. He doesn't want to be contacted. I can't believe he's not listening, to be honest.
So you think he's listening now?
Yeah, he listened in Manchester. If he's not listening, he's out and about. I mean, has anyone spotted Carl?
What's your message to him, Rick, if he's listening?
Call up.
Uh-huh. Anything else more sort of-
Call up or you're fired.
Okay. Any bad language you want to use? Obviously you can't really swear.
I can't really say it.
What sort of words? I mean, the F word would you say?
I'd say the F word. I'd call him a twat,
Would you use the P word? I'm thinking of prick.
Prick, yeah. Definitely use that. not on air, but sure. I'd call him a
what
stupid
about
little prick.
Would you just say your
tits? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little-
Alright.
You stupid little bag of tits, I'd say to him. I mean, privately.
What about the MF word? Because that's pretty intense. That's pretty hardcore. do you think that this is not appropriate now? Do you think that would be too extreme?
I'm worried if I use that.
And no
he was, and he was genuinely ill.
Sure.
I'd feel
a bit of a C word.
Cop,
sure.
Yeah.
Cop.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't thinking about C word.
I mean, a male bird.
Sure, because we've got in trouble with that before.
Meaning penis, and we don't mean that.
Yeah, we don't mean penis.
But if you do, if anyone out there, sorry about that, it was a discussion about bad language, we weren't actually using it. But if any of you out there do see the little twat, get him to call XFM immediately.
Yeah, and likewise, if you're listening, Carl, you cheeky MF, well, you sexy MF, as you, Prince once said, yeah. Then give us a ring, because we'd love to talk to you. We just want to find out
just
how you
call
are.
In, we know you're listening.
Shit.
Amy Mann, Red Vines.
Brilliant.
Lovely track.
Mm-hmm.
On XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis, in for Carl Pilkington, little... He hasn't called.
He may be really ill, I'm feeling a bit guilty.
Yeah.
How ill is he though? I mean, do you know what I mean? How ill have you got to be to not be able to make a phone call?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I've got a sore bottom, and I made it in.
Keep talking.
I pulled a muscle in my bum.
How?
I don't know. And it really hurts.
Have you tried to trace back through the week and figure out what may have happened?
Yeah, I went to see the osteopath yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He put an elbow in it for half an hour. I cried.
His own?
Yeah.
Is it, oh, they've got detachable elbows for that. Prosthetic elbows.
Elbows. Just hold this elbow in there for 2 hours and,
Yeah, yeah. Can I get that away? You can take that away, though. I won't be needing that elbow for quite a while.
We had an email about, Oliver the, Humanzee. For those that didn't watch it, there was a documentary last night about a chimp that was supposedly a human or was half human or might seem
favourite programme ever.
Yeah.
For a week, Carl has been saying, it's gonna be brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I wish he was here
and
to
he's not here to discuss it, sadly,
yeah.
But, Lee Cranston has emailed in and, says, I thought the best part of the Oliver programme was the guy Vincent Pace, the camp fella at the piano, telling how he first met Oliver. Quote, he grabbed his female owner, turned her around and bent her over and went to mount her. Yeah. I made her an offer to buy him the next day. Vincent was then shown in a very nostalgic mood playing melancholic music. He obviously wanted some monkey action.
He really, that's
I mean, it is potentially liable.
That's liable. We, you know, it's a joke there, but-
I don't take any responsibility for what Lee Cranston says, or indeed the fact that he puts at the end, did he want to turn Oliver into a gay pansy? Question mark. That's Lee's thoughts and opinions, so don't necessarily reflect those of XFM.
He sees the chimp mount a human and go, I've got to have that chimp.
I must have that chimp.
Oh, poor Carl. Where is he? Call
as
him.
You mentioned earlier, he was very well endowed, apparently. I didn't see it myself.
It was a big, it was
a big
boy. Chimp.
Big.
Sure. A big half boy.
Yeah.
A big half boy, half chimp.
Okay.
Honestly, Juan on XFM 104.9. Right, I just called Carl again. I've been calling him all the time, trying to get through to him, right? He's changed his message, so he is listening, and I've got proof. So, can you just call the number, Claire?
Yeah.
Right? Right, call the number. Now, listen to this. This is really annoying.
We should tell you now that this is not an amusing sketch or setup.
No.
What's happening there, Claire? Not quite happening for you?
No, no, it's alright. We'll try that again.
Try that again, Claire.
Yeah.
I'm livid now.
I'm genuinely annoyed, because you'll see, when you hear the message, you'll realise why. Right.
I don't know who he thinks he is now. I'm beginning to wonder if his minor celebrity is going to his head. All this nice write-up in Heat magazine.
Yeah.
He's changed him. Richard Anderson, incidentally, has emailed in.
Go on.
Dickers Anderson. It's not happening, is it?
It's not happening, is it?
Why not?
Because I'm a bit stupid.
I can't
work it out, can I?
Can't figure it out.
How would you call someone normally?
Well, normally I just pick up the phone and dial it.
Sure.
No, I don't mean- No, I mean-
But it's like, I have a problem getting it through the desk. I tell you what, can I play an ad break and practice?
Right.
Pretend this didn't happen, and then-
Do you know, in a weird way, it's like
having Carl.
Here.
It's like having Carl. Play the ads.
I'll get back to you.
Bit of Snoop. Never- And when did a bit of Snoop ever hurt anyone, Steve?
Absolutely. Never,
right.
I don't think.
Okay. Carl's away. He pulled the wool over Claire's eyes. There's a few people out there that believed he was ill. I knew he wasn't. In fact, at one point I thought, maybe he is ill. His message on his answer machine has changed in the last 5 minutes, and listen to it, and this is evidence that he's not ill. Right.
Okay,
don't
here we go then.
Yeah.
Don't we don't?
Yeah.
Anderson, Richard Anderson, I should just say, has got in touch.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Oh,
Claire!
No, I can do it. Just tell Anderson.
All right. This is ludicrous. Yeah, so obviously Richard Anderson, he's emailed in his thoughts. Dickie Anders. Randy Anders.
You. Dickster. Dickmeister General.
And he says there's something making Have we got it clear? There's something, he says, there's something making strange yelping noises in the thicket at the end of my garden. Shall I go and prod it to see if it's Carl?
Sorry, I'm not in today, but not well on that. No more Rockbusters. I think that's what's affected me. It's got me down a bit.
So but, joking, yeah.
The doctor said I'll be, back swinging on my tyre in no time.
So.
See you later.
So he was listening.
He's clearly listening.
So he has, was listening because we said about swinging on the tyre.
Message.
At any time.
Right. Carl, call me. In fact, I'll tell you what, we play a little game. Carl would appreciate this. Call me, Carl, or I'm going to give out your number. What's the first five or six digits, Claire?
Well, it's 07968.
07968. Okay. Phone now, Carl. Start calling now. Right, give the next number, Claire.
You said
give the next number.
One.
Make note of this, because okay. If you want to call
07968, and the first number to be given out is one. He's not ill. He's, how do you feel now, Claire? Because he's made a fool of you, because
well,
you believed him.
I mean,
him.
I actually he's felt made a monkey really out sorry for him yeah. last night, but now, passed out, I feel a little bit let down.
Right, okay, so we give a number out every 5 minutes until Carl calls, because we know he's listening now, he's taking the piss, he's not ill, obviously, you can hear that. He could, if it, that was as long as a link, so he could have been here, he could definitely call.
Are we leaving so this message? Is this a message we're still leaving
yeah,
on his
we're
phone?
Yeah. We're still leaving it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good, yeah.
Why don't we leave the rest of the show on his phone?
Yeah.
As a message.
Yeah, leave it up.
He's got
yeah.
to listen through it all so he can delete it.
Yeah, exactly. And, the other thing, of course, is that he's not gonna get paid for this.
No.
So he's thrown away 80 quid.
That's 80
right?
pounds.
Now, in Manchester, that's a week's wages, easy. So he's obviously been spoiled. So for all his Manc charm, he's down here, he's living the life of
he
riding.
He thinks 80 quid's nothing.
He thinks 80 quid's nothing already.
But you could be buying what you could buy yourself your own horse.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
could probably get yourself a deposit on a flat.
I'd have thought so. I'd have thought so,
easily.
Yeah. And so, you know, on sun lamps, because it's always dark.
Yeah.
He could go mental up there. Now-
Dog
so,
piece of string.
So what's the first few digits we've given out?
07968.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and
the
then,
code.
And then one. Okay, we give out,
another
number
of Carl's phone number digits.
So take that down, because we love calling him. Should we have a little bit of feed or something?
Let me just tell you what Dick has said. He said, Richard Anderson, he also said, P.S. the show's still rubbish without Carl.
Still rubbish, still rubbish without Carl. Now, is that a compliment? It's still rubbish without Carl. Which suggests he thought it might be better without Carl?
No, I think he means it's equally rubbish.
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah. Nothing
thanks.
Changes.
Thanks, Dickers.
Yeah, he's good. Nothing.
Dick Meister.
That's Feeder, just the way I'm feeling on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis. Well, he's defying me. He's not calling in. We're going to give out his number and he's not calling in. That's even more annoying. What, who do you think he is?
I don't know who he thinks he is. I'll tell you who he is.
Yeah.
He is a little bold Mancunian.
Let's never
That's
let him
who
forget
he is.
That.
I don't know who he thinks he is, but there's the fact.
Just, Carl, call in, because you're annoying me and Steve. He's been slagging you off as well, Steve.
Well, go on, what's
in the week, you know, he was slagging you off. I mean, in the week, I was joining in and laughing along, but now I'm thinking now I'm thinking that you're more on my side than he is.
Thanks very much, Rick. I'm glad to see you've come round.
I was in the pub with him and, Johnny.
All right, so there's a little audience, good.
And he said, have you seen Men in Black 2? I went, no. He said, have you, Johnny? He went, no. He went, oh, there's a thing in it that looks just like Steve.
Mm.
And I went, what? He went, it's a thing, he's got really gangly arms and bulbous eyes and it just works really fast in the, aliens registration thing. And I went, all right. I said, we'll bring that up Saturday. Since he's not here, you know, what do you think of that?
Well, the reason is that I think the problem I have with is this, that if I was to say things like that about Carl, I'd destroy him. He'd be a broken man after I'd finish with him.
Call in, Carl, or Steve's gonna say a few things about you.
I'm gonna get a couple of home truths out there.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Yeah, we were, at the time I was joining it, we were having, you know, slagging you off on other things as well.
Sure.
But now I'm thinking, maybe I
maybe you were wrong.
Maybe I was taking the mickey out of the wrong person behind their back.
Because the Night from Patti Smith, co-written, of course, with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, it was a co-write, was
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed.
I thought
he
wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow, there you go. Learning something on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis. No, Carl. Well, Carl's annoyed me. He's not playing. He's not ill.
Another digit from the number?
Yeah, just do one more digit, Claire.
You serious, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Five.
Good. Five, so 15. Okay, great. We'll keep doing that. But I'll tell you what, the best revenge is living well.
Indeed.
Why don't we just do a brilliant remaining 50 minutes of show.
Okay.
And show the people that we don't need Carl.
High five. Let's do
okay?
It.
You don't need Carl.
Ooh,
right. Let's go. Starting now.
From
some
there.
Brilliant, some brilliant stuff.
Oh.
You're gonna say something.
Yeah. No, I remember when I was, growing up in Manchester.
No, you can't. It's funny to me. I'll tell you. XFM 2.9. I said no.
God,
I saw a weird thing. I saw you know we're in Leicester Square. I was coming through China. I saw a hairy Chinese kid.
No, I don't. That's
it was weird because they're not usually hairy, are they? Did I tell you about me Auntie Flora?
Is that supposed to be Manchester?
Did I buy Eck as like? Did I tell thee about me Auntie Flora who shat herself for 3 hours once? Did I tell you? There was a woman born
Carl,
once.
You have to phone us. We've
Carl.
Got nothing.
Oh God, he's so annoying, little twat. That's the new one from Blur. Out of time. Only three now. Probably had a sort of Carl equivalent who sort of thought, well, I can't be bothered. Graham Cox and they're probably at home listening to that.
Exactly.
Playing guitar and they're calling up and say, well, you could play along. He went, no, I'm ill.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ill. Come on, Graham. Just
if you're just
playing, I can hear you playing guitar now. No, no, I'm ill.
Yeah. Have they replaced Coxon?
No.
They haven't
no.
replaced him.
No.
Oh right.
Well, they probably will do when they go on tour, but I think they aren't
yeah.
interested.
Well, I play guitar. I don't know.
That's true. Enough. You're pretty hot
so
on the.
If Diamond, you want someone to
oh, actually, Steve,
strum along.
In answer to your question, for the live dates, it's one of the blokes from the Verve.
Oh,
expert,
did she interrupt me again?
I
Sorry,
think so.
Mate.
I'm a fear in it.
God, I can't
I think I was talking.
Yeah, I don't
no.
know if you were.
You know, I might be mental, but I think I was talking.
Claire, when's your radio show on? Normally, when do you host a radio show?
Am I allowed to plug it?
Go on,
yeah,
just
go on.
Just tell us.
Monday to Thursday, 9 PM.
Well, maybe we're coming along and start talking
well,
over you.
No, I'm just wondering, Rick, I'm just wondering who's listening at that time?
My
I mean,
mum,
what we've got a
listening.
Prime time, which everyone is sat at home listening on a Saturday afternoon, Claire.
Yeah.
It's one of the best radio
yeah,
slots
no one's
in the
going
business.
To football matches or shopping or anything like that.
No.
I want a piece of the action. I need it.
Yes.
I need
well,
it.
Well, you've got it.
And they're playing a few dates here and there. Old Blur, old
yeah.
Blur.
Good. We'll
and that's off
it.
Their new album, probably, with all the other songs and
yeah.
that.
Rick, I was watching TV last night. I just,
sure.
It might have been during the Monkey Show, actually, I'm not sure, but there's an advert and it reminded me of a little crush that I just felt I should express. Because I wonder if, you know, I've often used the platform in the past to just express my feelings for people.
Yeah.
And I realised now, for many, many years, I've had a big crush on the Scottish Widow from the Scottish Widow adverts. She's, I just want to say to her, you know.
Is it because she's sort of mysterious and hooded?
Partly that. It's also because I know, I guarantee she's available.
Because she's just lost
she's
her husband.
A widow.
Yeah.
And I just think it's time to stop grieving. I think you've been grieving too long. I think, I want to say to her, you're a beautiful lady. That's
and she's probably, she's probably got a big lump sum.
I'm thinking she's probably got a sizable amount of cash.
Yeah.
She's obviously got a lot of spare time on her hands, not working or raising kids because she's wandering across the moorlands most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, her kids are probably grown up.
I'm thinking it's time
or they turn to crack or something.
But I'm just saying this. I think it's just time to say yes. He was a great man.
He was a good man.
He was a lovely guy.
He worked
but
hard.
But he's gone.
His
it's
he's
time
gone.
To move on. He wouldn't want to see you like this.
No.
Still grieving after 25 years.
No, he'd want to see her being humped by a big lanky thing with steamed up glasses. I reckon.
I'll be honest with you. He hasn't got much say in the matter. He's dead.
Well, all right. Don't get nasty.
And
she's,
frankly,
she's still not.
She
over
is
it.
Squandering that money. She could be out. She could be in Europe. She could. Be in Barbados or Hawaii, she could be spending that cash. She could lose the hooded short and maybe slip into a nice bikini.
Do you know what? I think
she's kept herself in shape.
I reckon she's wearing nothing under that.
That's
shroud.
What I'm thinking.
Dirty slut.
And I'm assuming as she's Scottish, that he
she
was a little bit
thrifty.
She couldn't
wait for him to go. She couldn't wait for the poor bloke to go.
He was obviously. I bet he was a little bit thrifty. He's probably got quite a lot stashed away that she's slowly working her way through.
Yeah. And I want to find
dong.
Out. I want to find out how he died.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Because if I find it's like, oh, there was a roller skate on the top of the stairs.
Exactly.
I'm going to reopen the investigation.
If it was in any way suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Questions.
Your husband's dead, and she went, oh no, where's the money?
Yeah.
Steve Merchant's outside.
Exactly. Yeah.
Built like a donkey.
Yeah. He's built like a he's built like Oliver the chimpanzee.
Yeah, and he wants to get at it.
Yes. He's bought his tandem.
Yeah,
hop on the back.
We're going off to the moors.
Yeah, he's gonna fly executive class.
Yeah.
His passport is valid.
I know
he
that.
He knows that much.
He's got another 10 years on the passport. Well, I'll tell you what, the boys from Blur, they don't rock.
Sure.
Should we show them how to rock with a bit of Bad Company?
Do it.
It's a classic. Turn it up, Claire.
Bad Company. Can't get enough of your love. I'm in a rock mood because Carl's made my blood boil.
Yeah.
Really. I might even play a song, you're probably too young, called Spirit of the Radio by Rush. It's sort of like, for rockers, I put it like that, it's like the ultimate sort of pomp, rock, progressive pop song ever. It's classic.
Yeah,
you might hate it, or you'll love it, or you listen to it ironically. I love it.
Well, you know, I was listening to Led Zeppelin recently. I never really understood the rock phenomenon before, but I just understand it now. It just gets in your blood. It's extraordinary. Crank it up loud, and it is just visceral and amazing. And, I wish I could play the guitar.
Sure.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
Writing a little sort of hymn or a ballad.
About to Carl?
To Carl.
Yeah.
We've tried threatening him. That's not worked.
Give that one more digit. We got half hour to go. Right, because they're three digits. So it's O, what is it? O?
07968.
Yeah.
15.
Next digit, please.
7.
Okay, 157.
Right. I hope you're making a note of that. You'll be able to phone Carl, leave messages, tell him what you think of him. Unless he phones. He can stop this at any time by just simply calling here in the studio.
You can just call and say, okay, don't, he can just call and say, please don't give my number out. And I go, as I always do when I'm winding him up and I'm slapping his head and I'm sort of like spitting on him and stuff, eventually he goes, shouts, stop it, and I go, well, you only had to ask.
Exactly.
So if he calls, I go, you only had to ask.
Yeah.
Flaming Lips on XFM 104.9. Well, we got through it without Carl.
I think so, yeah, I've enjoyed myself.
Didn't mention him much, did we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we need him.
I always quite enjoy it when he's absent, actually.
I know, because, yeah, because we can have a nice chat as opposed to him just going, remember when I had Chinese hair and there were old women eating her own legs and my dad put a Forrest Gump in a wheelie bin.
Yeah. Claire brings a certain kind of level of class to it, dare I say that, you know? She's inept in her own way.
In her own way, yeah. I mean, there's no one, there's no one any good working
there.
I mean,
no,
like, proper, the only proper DJ is probably Camfield, I'd have thought, because he's nearly 13 now, and he's been in the, he's been in the radio 12 and a half years.
Yeah.
See, he took, they tested him, and he's half human, half Vance.
Yeah.
Which is quite,
yeah, he's got quite a lot of, I think he's got the 48 chromosomes that Tommy Vance has got.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes one Tommy Vance.
Yeah, Tommy Vance, yeah, and a little bit extra.
Yeah, because one of those chromosomes is pure Jack Daniels.
It's
just Jack Daniels' chromosome. It corresponds exactly to a Jack Daniels.
And there's some Lemmy genes, I think you'll find.
In there as well.
In there. But, although, I'll tell you what, I share with Camfield a couple of loves. I agree that one of the greatest programmes of all time is Columbo.
Columbo is brilliant.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And they're showing them all. There's so many channels showing them now. I think Granada Plus show them. I think BBC show them. Yeah. I think everyone's got a bit
of it. I think he's made 18,000 episodes, apparently.
Are they still making them, though?
I think they keep turning up.
No, they did in the 90s. They're not quite as good, but I think the original ones, they're great. He's got this great character, and I share that with him. I do like a bit of rock. Should we play Rush? It's just Spirit of the Radio.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
we get canned by people who like new metal and Blur and that and those trendy bands, all that, the kids' bands and that.
But you think this is pure?
Yeah, I don't think this would feature in X-Ray magazine. They've got some great bands in them. They've got Kaloop, they've got Demp, they've got Flap Nibble coming out with their new single. It's an EP.
Yeah.
And Strep, the early Strep, the unrecorded years, which is the only ones I like by Strep. And that guy in it, you know, the drummer, Kibble, he's got his own Scone Fringe. He's in for a chat with Christian on The Breakfast Show, where you could win a trip to O'Neill's in Camden. This is Rush. Rush.
and Spirit of the Radio. Everything in that. Let's look quick. Let's put every type of music. Okay, go to reggae, into rock. Okay, opera. Opera. Go mental now. Go mental on the drums. Double that. Double the. How many bass drums have you got? Just the one. Go mental on it.
Yeah.
Right.
It is obscene.
That is everything in that, isn't it?
How long is it? About 4.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's lovely.
They should people don't play music like that
anymore.
There's
only three of them. Just one day in Canada.
Yeah.
They just went, right, we're only gonna make one single.
Yeah.
So let's put every type of music
exactly,
into that single.
Yeah. It's almost like a Stars on 45
yeah.
version of music of
yeah.
all time.
Of every
music
rock.
They've heard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are they still going? Do they still
catch
play?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that was for Camfield. There was Bad Company there and Rush for Camfield. Columbo. That was for Camfield as well. The A-Team. Do you remember once when we were talking about the A-Team and I was slagging it off on your show in the old XFM?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going, I quite like the A-Team, but it's sometimes too far-fetched to enjoy without it being ironic or it being for kids. And I could hear fuming from outside. I could feel him going, he didn't know who to call. He wanted to call Vance or someone or Lemmy. He didn't know, right? And then I said, if you can't find find the A-Team, they outwit the might of the FBI every single week, but an old woman who's having trouble with her landlord can find them.
Yeah.
And the door burst open, and Campy went, that is because Hannibal sometimes disguises himself as an elderly Chinaman.
Yeah.
And that was his explanation for
yeah.
the whole series.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that was for Camfield.
That's lovely. That's for his 12th birthday, which is coming
yeah,
up very 13th. Soon.
Oh, he's 13. 13. Yeah.
Teenager.
Oh, he's gonna rock, Steve.
Indeed.
All the phones going. Play that break. I'll answer.
Oh, it might be Carl.
XFM.
Wow, here's a bit of a turn up for the books. Carl Pilkington on the line.
Right.
Yeah, where you been?
I'm off ill, aren't I?
Right. Okay, what's the matter with you?
Just, it's a bit bunged up and that, and got the shakes, got that sort of, that shaky thing to get.
Yeah, that's because you didn't eat last time when Suzanne was at work.
Yeah, well, I think that's what brought it on, plus she was away in the week and I put some wet jeans on. And I think that's what's caused the problem.
Well, when did you put them on your head?
No, they were just on the maiden and the legs felt dry, but they
just
were
on the what? On the what? Have you got the maiden? What was she doing there? What do you mean?
On the maiden that you put clothes on.
What? Your clothes horse?
Maiden.
Your clothes horse.
Well, yeah.
Right, okay, so you put wet jeans on, yeah?
So that's why I'm ill on that. I'm not having a good time, I've been watching the football.
So you're just sitting at home watching telly where you could have been sitting here?
Well, I would have been better off there because I've got a chair there. I've got no chair at home at the moment, because I sold it last week.
Why did you sell a chair? What, you only had one chair? What?
Look, can't we just, I just was calling up to let you know I was alright and that.
We're not interested in that, we want to know about the chair.
I sold it, I had a little two-seater, and I sold it because I'm getting a new one, but I've got to wait another month.
So you've got to sit on the floor for a month?
So you sold a chair before you had another one?
Well, she might not have wanted to buy it in a month or something. So I got rid of it whilst I could. She was alright, buddy. We'll talk about that next week.
Oh, you're going to be in next week?
I look forward to that then. That's a dynamite piece of radio to tune in for.
Yeah.
The day Carl sold a chair.
Brilliant.
Alright. Are you alright then? It's going alright.
But why did you take this long to call? We asked you to call since the
because
very beginning. We've been phoning you. Why is your phone
being
switched off?
I heard the beginning. I heard the beginning of the show. I thought, yeah, it's going alright. They're there and stuff. Turned it off.
You turned it off!
No, I put a tape in though, because even though I'm ill, I'm still showing an interest in it.
Well, you're not, if you're watching football and shaking.
Yeah, well, I'll listen back to it later, so I hope you haven't been dissing me.
No.
Right?
No.
Definitely not.
Don't listen back to it, it's not worth it, but we haven't been dissing you, no.
And I've just been watching, bit of football, right?
Did you watch the Monkey Programme last night? You told us to watch the Monkey Programme, we all stayed and watched the Monkey Programme.
Alright, wasn't it?
What's rubbish, wasn't it? Obviously not half chimp, half human.
Well, I mean, they missed out a lot of the interesting bits.
They didn't have any interesting bits. Those are the bits that you made up to make it more interesting.
The bits that I told you about 3 months ago before they decided to make the programme.
Yeah.
What were the bits that you came up with?
Well, they missed out the bits about, you know, the zookeeper.
Right, there wasn't a zookeeper. Yeah, go on.
Well, there was, but they left that bit out.
Well, okay, fine. And they left out the bit where it ran from there in 1975.
In terms of those that did research, they actually went and filmed it. You read it on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chances are you're the one with the facts wrong.
Yeah, I think they also left out the bit when it jumped over three double-decker buses on a motorbike.
On Evel Knievel's motorbike.
Yeah. So, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Not only do you not bother turning up, but you turn off the radio and start watching football.
Oh, yeah, I turned it off, but I've recorded it. I'll listen back later and sort of...
Well, what good is that?
Sort of, I like to keep, you know, keep it in shape and that. I'll have a word next week.
All right. If you receive any phone calls from people you don't know, we don't know anything about that. Instantly, we don't know why that is happening. That is just going to be a weird, spooky thing, so...
And don't bother telling the story about Men in Black 2 either, because I don't think people will be interested.
Actually, on the subject of Men in Black 2...
What?
Have you seen that, Steve?
No, I haven't, Carl. Tell me about
you
it.
You should see it.
Go on. Why?
Because there's this thing in it.
Go on. What, a stupid, bald, Mancunian tosser?
No, weirder than that.
There isn't anything weirder than that.
Hey guys, it was gangly.
Keep talking.
You've got to see it, because you wouldn't believe out the likeness and that. You've got to see it out tonight.
Right.
It's not as weird, it had a normal voice, right?
He's not even here!
I'll tell you what, mate, it ain't worth coming in next week.
Oh! Oh, stay on the line, Carl. Play a record, Claire. Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers. What do you think of that, Carl?
All right.
There's a surprise.
Oh,
another insightful remark.
Steve is not a fan now. Not only does he know you've been slagging him off behind his back.
No, I wasn't slagging Steve. If you get it out on the DVD tonight, you'll know I'm not slagging you off. It could be your brother.
I know the fact that it makes it worse, but he's thinking you're gonna go, oh, he wasn't slagging me off. It does look like me. I do think I'm an alien. I love the fact that you hope Steve will go, he's got a point. It's a spitting image. Yeah.
I am, seriously, Carl, I'm really angry. I'm so angry with you at the moment.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I know, because I know what it's gonna be, and I'm just-
Why?
I'll tell you why I'm angry, because he doesn't do it in jest.
No, but what do you think it's going to look like? What do you think this thing's going to look like?
Going to look ludicrous. It's not going to look anything like me. But no, he's going to pretend it does. No, go on, what? Go on.
No, it does look like you.
Yeah, of course it does. And you looked like the Hugh Manzi.
Well,
I mean, to be honest, you did a bit, Carl. You walked like him. You bowled like him. You got a sort of gormless face like him. Any more?
I don't smoke. That does. I'm not arguing with you, I'm not well on that.
Oh, you're not well.
What exactly is wrong with you, you whinger?
Well, it's just, do you know, like I always tell you about the, restless leg syndrome I've got. It's like that, but all over.
So you're just shaking around the house?
I'm just, yeah.
What do you look like, Elvis? What are you doing, you're shaking around the house?
I'll tell you, with your bald hair, you probably look like an enormous vibrator.
Oh, God.
That's what you probably look like if you strip naked.
Oh, you'll have a Scottish widow coming round. Oh, dear.
That's, what's her name, by the way? I heard you talking about that. That's,
Amanda Lamb.
Amanda Lamb, who's in the Place in the Sun programme.
Is she actually a widow? Is she a Scottish widow?
Hoots, man, me husband's dead. Do you want any money and a bit of me clam?
Brilliant.
All right.
That's the sort of quality you've missed out on today. Well, anyway, are you going to be back next week? I guarantee we need you back next week.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? Also, how did you know you were going to be ill today? Because you phoned and arranged this yesterday.
Convenient.
And I spoke to you yesterday and you didn't sound very ill.
I felt ropey yesterday afternoon.
You've got a bit of a bunged up nose.
Even though
I have a bit of a bunged up
nose. Even though I was ill, I still sorted it out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little bit sweaty.
Paul, sorting out does not mean you phone up Sturgis and send her down.
That's not sorting it out. That's making things worse. Have you learned nothing?
Thanks, Claire.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Mate. Yeah. Oh, I'm a little, my leg's a little bit achy.
Oh, I'm wearing wet jeans.
Oh, I put wet jeans on again. My lasagna wasn't, it was frozen.
Can you hear the venom and hatred in our voices today? We genuinely are upset and angry with you.
Yeah. Can't believe it. I cannot believe that you'd- I mean, oh.
Right, well, the thing is, we'll be back to normal next week, right? We've got Billy Elliot doing the film next week.
Right.
Any prizes?
Got some good stuff.
Have you got any films with Burt Reynolds in to give away on VHS?
Well, I'll see you then.
Great, we're looking forward to it already.
I'll see you later.
All see right. you later. Hot, hot, heat, bandages, XFM, we're off, innit?
That's it, it's all over.
Yeah.
Back next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye.
Total respect.
Yeah, yes. Nice one.
Keep it real.
See ya. XFM.